take a deep breath, take the higher road. That's what they always say, as if they know the way. They won't take it from me. But don't ever doubt yourself, it's life ain't just a dream. You make your own, so kick and scream. The people move alike with a never-ending force. You never had the chance, so what you waiting for? The day has come, my friend, cause this is war.
Welcome to the Thursday edition with Nurse Michelle on Nurses Out Loud. As we've witnessed since 2020, there has been a shortage of bravery in our country when it comes to medical professionals recognizing the need to attend to the people's needs in our communities. And even though we heard so much about medical professionals being heroes and us watching a whole bunch of hero dancing nurses inside the hospitals, when it came down to the real heroes, yes, there were people fighting for the COVID patients inside the hospital when there actually were COVID patients in the hospital. But out in the communities where the people were getting sick and were afraid, that is where we had a dearth of missing medical professionals. And now that it's 2023, we have recognized that there were actually people all over the country who were being activated, very likely supernaturally. Most of us would agree that it was a calling or something that came upon us and that we knew there was something that needed to be done. In my case, it was a realization that my people were perishing for lack of knowledge and that I had nursing knowledge that could help them stay out of the hospital, help them get out of the hospital, and help them stay well. So I dedicated myself and my time to that task. And I just went at it without worrying about anything other than it needed to be done. And now that it's 2023, I have been put in the path of many other people who were likewise activated. And I recently was in Arizona at Nurse Jody, our Friday nurse, book signing event. And when I was at her book signing event, I met an amazing woman whose name is Dr. Nancy Gaines Dillard. And she's a doctor of nurse practitioner, and she runs a practice called Dr. Nancy Integrative Medicine in Arizona. But that's not the only place she serves. She serves all over the country. And there's so much more that she did, and I want you all to hear about it. And what happened to her, and hearing her story of one person, how one person can make a difference in their community. And I'm welcoming to the show today, Dr. Nancy. Welcome. And we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you, Nurse Michelle. It was such a pleasure to meet you when you were visiting Arizona. And I'm so honored to be a part of America Out Loud and to get on today and just talk about how we are collectively, when we walk in our purpose, that we can impact so many lives.
Yes, that is such a good point. That just knowing that there is a task to do and feeling like I know there is something I can do. I've always tried to inspire my listeners that they individually have a role to play as well. We all have something to do. You don't have to be a nurse or a doctor to fulfill your purpose and to do good acts that will make an impact in your community. So why don't you tell us where you were in 2020 and what happened right around the time that everything went crazy?
Thank you for allowing me to tell my story. And it started a little bit before 2020. I resided just outside of Philadelphia. And a few years before that, I had this yearning, divine appointment to move east, and I had no idea. And as you all know, with divine appointments and intuition, your steps are ordered already. And if you're just obedient to step outside and just keep one foot in front of the other to believe in what it is that your purpose to do and humbly accept the assignment, you have no idea how fulfilling it can be along your journey. And so I moved across the country back in 2017. I worked for corporate America for 3/4 of my career. I'm family medicine board certified DNP. And I said, all right, I'm not sure why, but there is this intense yearning for me to move. And I did. I only knew one person here in Arizona, and I stepped out on faith. I transferred from one trauma center to another. I worked about a year and a half into that arena, and I got this literal tap on my shoulder, and it was like this power, this voice. My dear child, I did not move you 3,000 miles away to stay comfortable in what you're doing. Of course, now when we're all working for in the public, doing public servant types of work, you're doing God's work anyway. And I was quite comfortable. I loved what I did. I was like, but there's more? And God said, yes, there's so much more. So I decided to prepare myself to start out starting my own practice here in Arizona at a time when, you know, the institution organizations like the hospital settings are gobbling up independent practices, and I'm going the exact opposite direction. And of course, fear, when it sets in, it can paralyze you, but you have to know who you belong to, humbly accept the assignment, and know he's got your back. So I ventured on out, had 1 foot in corporate America in the emergency department and 1 foot in starting my business. And now, Nurse Michelle, it brings me to March of 2020. My last shift in the emergency department was February of 2020, and COVID hit in March. And I had made the plunge into my business full time. Full time. And I was like, OMG, what am I to do? Well, I'm authored in telemedicine, my dissertation and my doctorate degree. It was about telephone follow-up and how important that is. And I was already in a position to just pivot because a lot of healthcare professionals, just the whole entire world, had to go virtual. Well, I was prepared to do that. But not only that, all right, I said, okay, what are we going to do with this crisis at hand? And I said, well, I got a call one day from a bio lab, and it says, hey, Dr. Nancy, would you like to start offering COVID tests? And I said, sure, let's get that started. Well, that started something that I had no idea was going to happen. And I said, all right, well, if I'm going to start offering COVID tests and all of these organizations erecting with these testing centers are getting funded, I said, I want to root for the underdog. And I've always done that. Veterans, the homeless, our children, the elderly. I said, so I don't want individuals crowding my offices. I said, I want to reach out to the individuals that are having difficulties getting tested. And a lot of those were retests, right? So the government agencies and these testing centers were getting paid to diagnose COVID once. But what happens to the individual that does get tested positive and they have to quarantine? They weren't allowed at the early stages to go back through the line to get retested. So I tested all individuals that needed to be retested to get a return to work note. As you know, in Scottsdale is a snowbirding state, so people wanted to travel. And then I'm family board certified, so a lot of the pediatricians, parents couldn't take their children into the office to get tested. So I did that. And then I teamed up with a local celebrity, Nick Lowry, Kansas City Chief Hall of Famer, his nonprofit, Champion for the Homeless, my nonprofit, Family Matters Healthcare Foundation. Together, we donated hundreds of test kits to the homeless and the veterans at a time at the very early stages that the states were not looking at these individuals. We erected drive-throughs and events for testing 6 different times before the whole entire country shut down. So when I tell you that, when you have that small, still voice and that intuition speaking to you to move in that certain way, it is important for you to act upon that, because that is the will of God saying, hey, right, Nurse Michelle, you said our people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, I had the knowledge, and I said, well, this is a group of people that I want to help. And boy, did we. There was very little positive testing in that population, by the way. It got local and national news, so CBS, ABC, NBC, Harris Faulkner on Fox as well. And it was just a great thing to do. It seemed like the right thing to do. So when you're talking about champions and individuals that don't need any additional activation, but the will to do, that's what I did. And
what's your best theory on why there wasn't a homeless population outbreak? I mean, they weren't social distancing. They certainly weren't following the social rules, staying in their houses. They didn't have houses. So what do you think was the best theory for why those homeless people didn't? Do you think it was alcohol consumption or something like that?
Listen, I think it was their immune systems. They were already exposed to an environment and stuff, and their immune systems were ready to handle all of that. Now, as you know, when we isolate and we cover, we interrupt our immune system in the way that it naturally is supposed to function. We are supposed to be in touch with the ground and nature and fresh air, and we were brainwashed into telling, being told what to do out of fear.
Yeah, that is just unbelievable. Now, when you were dealing with the veterans, did you get to have personal contact, or was it just able to get the test to them through Nick Lowry? How'd that happen?
It was personal contact. I mean, we actually during one of our events, we're partnering up with the mayor of Glendale, and he sponsored Sanderson Ford's was there as well to offer some meals, and we had music. We made it an enjoyable event where we were testing. So first of all, you have to show your light, show your love and compassion, right? That's one of the reasons why I came out of Market America, because or corporate America was because I don't want people to feel just like another number.
That is just beautiful. I just love hearing that. So, as you said, that also the pediatrician situation was a little unique. In what way was it?
Well, it turns out that a lot of healthcare providers were saying, hey, if you didn't get the vaccine, then I'm not going to take you as a patient. I'm going to have to let you go. And I just think that, the vaccines were not available to the youth and the young people early on. And I just feel like, pediatricians weren't willing to want to take the risk and or care about that at that particular moment in time.
It's really something we don't want to forget that did happen. What are some other things that you witnessed during that time period that stands out to you that felt like it was another nudge for you to take up a banner and do something about?
Well, it was never more evident to me to follow my divine purpose to move across the country, because all I ever known was to work for organization and institutions all of
Right.
three quarters of my career. But God has a plan. And if you're obedient to the will and just don't let fear paralyze you and step outside your comfort zone and accept the assignment to continue to walk in your purpose and realize that along the way, individuals that are critical to your success will just come out of the woodwork and say, how may I assist you? I got an opportunity to have my own talk show. And it was through the Latino community. I was actually featured the following year as the International Women's Day on the Sones magazine. It's a Latino international magazine because of the work that I did in the community and the awareness that I brought. And I got this opportunity. The talk show is still live to this day. It's in its third season. It's called Dr. Nancy Knows. And the whole premise for the show was to bring individuals that are experts in their field of industry to come on the show to talk about how they're impacting their community in a positive way. So I had sprinkled in celebrities as well. God has afforded me to be in an area to make contact with these individuals. And everybody has a story. They have a testimony. And I just really wanted to let everybody know that, hey, love, inspiration, and hope is all free at the end of the day. And that's the whole premise of Dr. Nancy Knows till this day.
I love that motto. Love, inspiration, and hope is free at the end of the day. I love it. So, as some of these stories that have stood out to you, have you witnessed community stories that, let's say, COVID hospitalized patients? Did you have any involvement with some of those that you found out the bad stories from and had to get involved?
Wow. So we can speak freely here, right? We
Yes.
all have known individuals that have had COVID and have perished with COVID. I mean, I know two personal people in my life back east, a friend of mine who I went to high school prom. We still friends to this day. He lost both of his parents to COVID. They were in ministry for all of their lives, and one of the parishioners that used to go to the church years ago had reached out to them, and the mother said, I'm going to go and take care of them when nobody else would. And that mother got COVID, and she brought it home to her husband, and both of them perished in a month.
Oh my.
The mother passed away first, and then my friend called me up, and he knew that I was helping out the community, and I sent some supplies overnight to help with all of that. There's natural supplements, right? There's a
Right.
protocol for COVID. And I made all of those recommendations, but he perished. And then a really good friend of mine here locally in Arizona, 43-year-old oral maxillary surgeon, passed from COVID. And
were all three of these people hospitalized deaths?
They were hospitalized deaths. They couldn't have any chaperones come into the hospital setting. My last friend that's a surgeon had some FaceTime with his wife, but he was intubated, didn't want to be intubated. And as I continue to evolve my relationship with the couple, the surgeon, the husband died, but the wife was like saying, now that I look back at my FaceTime, he was mouthing over the ventilator, get me out of here. Get me out of here. And he passed away. And there's no legal ramifications behind all of that. There's no legal ramifications behind that. And in fact,
we're hoping that this is going to be a pursuit of justice year, that we want to get these people that very likely were victim of hospital protocols that very likely contributed to their deaths to get justice. But what were you going to say on that?
Yeah, they were both all given the antiviral that was known to really hasten your death during COVID. But my friend back east, the mother had passed away and the father got hospitalized and the father's like, come and get me out. And they broke him out. They broke all the rules and broke him out, and he died on his own terms at home, actually. So, You know, there's heroes all over the place. They're just unsung heroes, and they don't always get the recognition, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're hoping that they can get some recognition just by you even telling their stories live on. So we want to hear that. I love how you were saying that you root for the underdog in the homeless community. Anything particularly stand out about that when you were working with the homeless community that the people would love to hear probably?
Yeah, well, they're eternally grateful, right? They're overlooked. And when you show compassion and love and care, I mean, you get that in return. And it's all about community, and it's building relationships in this world. And it's about building the kingdom and being God-like and kind. And again, that doesn't cost anything. And it's such a battle for this country.
I'm hoping people hear that and to recognize that as you're listening to her, be inspired. Courage is contagious. And I hope that you catch the contagion from her, what she's saying she did. Maybe you were one of the people who benefited from her. When you do get to look at her, the show notes, there'll be a way for you to reach out to her through that. But there's more to tell about Dr. Nancy here. There's so much more. And I want to make sure to tell y'all about that. So she actually has her practice that didn't just work for COVID people, even though it still is very likely helping people with COVID. She has her Dr. Nancy Integrative Medicine there in Arizona, but it serves all over the country. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that before we go to break?
I appreciate that. Thank you, Nurse Michelle. It's Dr. Nancy's Integrative Medicine. I have two offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. And of course, yes, I still service the COVID. I write for the COVID protocol. I can ship for ivermectin all over the country with non-compounding pharmacies. Of course, that was a barrier as well. Like some of the commercial pharmacies were not allowing those prescriptions to get through, right? So again, I advocate and root for the underdog. And I have accounts across the country with many pharmacies, compounding, non-compounding, because I really want to get the best price for individuals that seek my care, and also give personalized care. So at Dr. Nancy's Integrative Medicine, I have my own product line, or if you will, a protocol that's called NG Cares Customized Wellness Solutions. So when I say that I really don't want to treat you like another number, like, you know, working in the emergency department, no, we are humans and we are to be respected and treated with dignity and humility. And I treat the whole person, mind, body, spirit, the whole person. And so customized wellness is I offer micronutrient testing and genomic testing, where based on your blood work, which you can get anywhere in the country here, United States, pharmacies or laboratories to draw your blood. And based on your deficiencies, I can create natural supplements that are non-GMO, bioavailable, vegan, drop ship to you in a powder form that you can put in a smoothie, or vegan capsules that you can take based on your deficiencies. So that's customized wellness at its finest.
That is amazing. I think that what we have all witnessed during really wake up call has happened for so many people in America since 2020, because there are people who've had their doctors for 20 years or more. And when they came up with COVID, those doctors were not there for them. They did not help them. I'm a very high risk person. And I had a couple of mine that I could count on that would have given me anything I wanted as knowledge became available. But not everybody had that. Most people had doctors who failed them. And most of the work that consumed my time during 2021 and 2022 was hundreds daily of people who were abandoned. They, like you said, they would get their positive test and then sent home packing. We know that even some third world countries that are less developed than us, if you tested positive for COVID, you at least got to go home with a handy dandy little, like a McDonald's Happy Meal box full of ivermectin, aspirin, prednisone, and other things. They knew that there were therapeutics. They sent their people home with those medications. Our people, to this day, if you go to the CDC website, it still says useless information about social distancing in your home, wearing masks in your home, and taking anti-fever medicine, okay, and taking cough medicine. It's like, okay, that's what anybody would do without any medical advice. But here you've got these public health authorities still not doing anything. And it really came down to the few that were feeling that appointment to say, no, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do this many times a day. Here's the medicine you should take this much, this often, and let me help you get it. The battles that we had to fight with, like you said, commercial pharmacies, you know, I wanted to have every single one of them as a full-blown war. I'm like, okay, you've done messed up. I got your name. And I'm going to be calling the pharmacy board about you because you just did something, basically practicing medicine, telling people they couldn't have medicines prescribed by their doctors. Did you run into that same thing?
Absolutely, I did. I absolutely did. And it's ridiculous. It's big pharma, and then individual pharmacies brought in their personal opinions about it as well. And as you know, when we take an oath, we are here to serve unbiased, right? And to advocate, right? Not to bring in your personal opinion, for sure, with regard to delivering of care.
Right. The whole concept of a patient doesn't have a right anymore to refuse a medical procedure. So if you didn't get the vaccine, you're likely to be discriminated against, which is denying one of the rights of medication administration, that I do have the right to refuse a medication, but I also have the right to not be discriminated against because I did refuse it. So Dr. Nancy was one of those people that were out there making that difference. And I'm so thankful for that. Now, you do a lot more stuff now beyond COVID, and you were mentioning some of that about your special protection. What was it called? Your special medicines that are your specific nutrients that people can have that are specific to them, customized to them. I just love that. But you also have something that helps people look at the cancers. Why don't you tell them about that?
Well, I do. I have an anti-cancer screening test. Again, that's a national test. So based on where you are in your particular state, we can connect you with a laboratory to draw two tubes of blood that will pick up and look for over 40 cancers. So as you all may know or may not know, there are only 5 screening tests in this country that pick up those cancers. So that's mammography for your breast, chest CT for lung cancer, colonoscopy for colon cancer, PSA, prostate cancer, and the last one is your GYN for cervical cancer. Those are the only 5 screening tests. Now, I'm not saying that they should not be done when they're recommended to be done, but I offer these health screening exams too. So once a year, you come in, you get your exam, you get blood work, just basic blood work. So basic blood work can tell you a whole lot of things about your body, rather you're in cholesterol, you're diabetic, your kidney functioning, any signs of infection. But I highly recommend the anti-cancer screening test once a year as well, along with your screening tests that are recommended, based on protocols. So over 40 tests, it picks up the shedding of the cells of the cancer before it turns into a tumor. So at stage 1 and 2. So you all know that early prevention gives you the best outcomes. And in most cancers in this country, it's picked up on stage 3 and 4. So it's so much harder to cure and work from when you're behind, as opposed to knowing early in advance.
Yeah. And there's something else that's unique about the fact that you do this test. I don't have to live in Arizona to have you run this test on me and give me some results. So what would I do if I wanted to do that with you?
Yep. So you would go to Dr. Nancy's integrativemedicine.com and go on the online scheduling and click on a consultation. And that consultation is where I kind of talk to you like we're talking, and then I can send those recommendations for you anywhere in the United States.
Right. You have pharmacies in every state that you can get this done. And if I'm not mistaken, you said it was only two vials of blood that they're going to have to draw to run this test. That's one series of tests that you could do for people, but you do other things as well. The hormones, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. Thank you. So I do a bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as well. And so mostly in all formulations, thank you. Pellet therapy, you really have to be in person, but there's the topicals and the injectables I can ship to most countries or states as well because of the number of pharmacies that I have accounts with. But, you know, some of the other services that I offer is ozone therapy and stem cell as well. But consultation is always key when you know that you have a provider that is integrative and alternative, because there's more than one way to get to the bottom of why you're not living your best life, which is my campaign this year. Live your best life now. There is no reason why you should not be skipping through life, not feeling your best. I work with peptide therapies as well. And in that regard is for performance recovery, quality of sleep, weight loss, libido. Yes.
That is wonderful. Let me ask you this. In light of the COVID vaccine entering the stage, we've heard about turbo cancers and cancers that are showing up around the country and that's being suppressed. But if you are a vaccinated person and at all concerned about this, as you maybe should be, it would be something to consider getting this testing done. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent question because, of course, you know, people can have familial histories of cancer. They can have be in remission of cancer, but a lot of times that can come back. They can just be in the environment, right? So the environment, the types of food that you eat and or vaccines or just the geographic area that you live in can predispose you to turn on these genes in your body. You have no idea what's happening. So absolutely, yes.
Well, I think before we go off to break, we'll end with that. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about something else that Dr. Nancy is doing that is something that's going to affect people nationwide. And you may want to participate in it as well. And she's going to tell us all about it. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
It's time and this is
go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Hey everyone, Nurse Kimberly here. I want to tell you about these amazing products from Genesis. I am loving the UX4 Stationary HOCL Atomizer. Now don't be fooled by its sleek design, because this machine packs a powerful punch. It uses an ultrasonic atomization technique to create a dry mist that turns into droplets and gas, delivering active ingredients throughout the room. And when you add an HOCL cleaning solution, it is effective in reducing 99.99% of germs and allergens. The hypochlorous is the body's first line of defense in response to injury and infection. It is 100 times more effective than chlorine bleach at killing pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew. It's hypoallergenic, non-toxic, non-cytotoxic, and safe for use around children, pets, and plants. Now more than ever, it is so important to be sure that we are disinfecting the surfaces in our homes and in the air that we breathe. But constantly wiping down surfaces can be time-consuming and costly. The set it and forget it technology of the UX4 makes it a perfect fit for our busy lives. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see videos of these products in action. Be sure to use promo code OUTLOUD to save 15% off either the fogger or the atomizer. Thanks, Genesis, for helping me to keep my home safe and disinfected.
We are fighting the ultimate fight between good and evil. AmericaOutloud.com replaces groupthink with innovative think. Well, it was Walt Whitman, the poet, who said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you." America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Time and this is war. Welcome back with Nurse Michelle and Dr. Nancy of Dr. Nancy Integrative Medicine. We've already talked about the wonderful work that she was able to do for the COVID patient crisis that happened in Arizona and across the country throughout 2020 and 2021, and still is willing to do today if you have COVID, and all that she has to offer in her wonderful integrative practice that is there for you, no matter where you are in the country. But in the second segment, I want to tell you about, let her tell us about her businesses that she has opened up to actually connect all over the country to be able to find entrepreneurs that are making an impact in their community. And she's going to tell us more about how they do that. And the beauty of what she's trying to do is finding other like-minded people who are motivated to make a difference. Because literally everyone, if you don't already know this, listening to Nurses Out Loud hopefully shows you that if Nurse Michelle can just be one COVID patient who wakes up to what's going bad inside of a COVID hospital and feel as a, has a burden put on me to just open up an account and just get out there and start speaking truth so that people can have knowledge that can literally save their lives and make a difference. And as the science came out, that was the goal. Get the most up-to-date information to the people so that they can have a positive outcome. And now we're in an era where we're going to be looking for brave lawyers that are going to help some of these people who faced injustices to be able to get justice and bring expose the purveyors of propaganda that led to this destruction, expose the lies that actually happened, and expose the real misinformation. So you may be one of those people that's out there listening in this audience, and I hope you'll really pay attention. So welcome back, Nancy. And you tell us about this amazing business that you call Number One Business Network.
Yes, thank you, Nurse Michelle. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, my divine appointment coming across the country was so much bigger than I can imagine. And God will give you his abundance and overflow, right? You really do have to fill up first. So, you know, when you're on a plane, you put on your oxygen first and then people get your overflow. So I'm so keen in really being intentional, being purposeful, and being present. All of those things really, really matter at the end of the day, because the opportunities aren't always for you. The opportunities are for you to pass on to others. So that's why we do what we do. And I think some of us have gotten away from that and just have forgotten. But come on back in and know what it is that you stand for, who stands for you, and what we're doing in this country. And that's to come together as community. We've gotten away from that as well, and advocating for our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I think that even politically, there's a big wake up call that's happened really across the country that the red or it's not whether it's red or blue, it hasn't really shown to be really for you. Each side seemed to fail us during the 2020 through 2023 campaign. Now, clearly, the present administration has done its damage and seems to be doing quite a bit of damage. But the reality is politically, just voting for a president isn't what saved you in the end of this, in the end of the day. And what actually mattered was more what was happening in your community. So do you know who the elected officials that were making mask mandates, making impositions on your school boards? Those are the places where you can actually walk in, touch, speak, and affect more easily and obviously connect. So that's something that you're doing with this Number One Business Network. Let's hear about that.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm a different kind of doctor, and I know that I was special, and you all special people out there know who you are. And that's why it really, the power of one, and then the power of ones that get together makes the biggest impact. So when we all connect, it's like, oh goodness, there is my tribe. There goes my people. Why do I feel like I've already known you for years? It's because our spirits have already been out there mingling. They're just waiting for our physical bodies to meet, right? And so when God moved me across the country, I had no idea what he had in store for me. And so the medical practice I talked about, I talked about the talk show. So Dr. Nancy's Integrative Medicine, Dr. Nancy Knows the Talk Show. I have a media broadcasting network, NGC, Nancy Gaines Cares. Like it's branding. I'm not this egotistical person, but I'm saying, what legacy do I want to leave behind? I don't have children, but I want, hey, if you've connected with any of my entities, you have been blessed through.
Yeah, I love it. And everything that she's referencing that you're hearing her speak of, we are going to have all of that in the show notes where you can reach her. So there'll be email, there'll be a link to every single thing that you're going to hear us referencing here. So be sure to check out the show notes. And the way you'll get the show notes is by going to americaoutloud.com/nursesoutloud. And then you'll pick Nurse Michelle. I'm the Thursday nurse. And you will find her story there. Now, also, our shows all go to podcasts 2 days after it goes live. So the shows are every day live at 10 a.m. on anywhere that you listen to talk radio. So iHeartRadio or anything like that. But after we go live on 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern, you can go to any podcast and hear Nancy and share this abroad. And honestly, I want you all to recognize that it is your job. We all have an obligation to share valuable information. You must share valuable information with your community. You must assume that nobody is getting told things like this and they don't know there's help and hope. And we want to be people that are offering help and hope. So I love what you're saying. It's just beautiful. What does this business do? How do you want to go through all of them? Let's hear them all.
So that's an excellent, excellent point, Nurse Michelle, because sharing is caring, and you cannot take for granted that everybody knows, right? And so we're all collectively just one person making a difference. And then, of course, when you hear the difference that individuals are making and you're sharing the content, that's the best form of getting the word out, right? Because God's not coming back until everybody on this creation has known his name. And so I feel the same way in terms of awareness. So yes, I can practice traditionally, but I also practice plant-based and natural and integratively and holistically as well. So the number one small business network on Instagram, it's the hashtag number one small business network. We're otherwise known as the number one business network. We're taking that entity on a 10-city tour at the end of the second quarter. So what is it? Well, the business network is the offline network, and then NGC Care is the online network. And so collectively, online, offline, we capture as many people to bring awareness to what it is that we're doing. So the number one business network is all about entrepreneurs and individuals that align with the same initiative. We're creating our own ecosystem where we're collaborating, cooperating, and reciprocating. We're circulating our own dollars within our system, and we're allowing individuals to get in front of their businesses too. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, we have something for you too. We have organizations that are a part of our network to work with startups. The number one business network is working with individual businesses that have been around for a little bit, but we have intellectual properties. Nurse Michelle, you had mentioned about, hey, you know, lawyers need to, you know, be aware of what it is and how they can help, right? And so awareness is super, super key, because if you don't know, then you just don't know. Right. So that small business network really allows individuals to have a voice, to get on the NGC network, to have commercials. We're always looking for sponsors, content creators, and advertisers. So if you have content that wants to bring awareness, because NGC Network aligns with all things wellness, the number one business network is all about bringing awareness to a country or a city near you, starting the end of the second quarter, because our country is built on small businesses, by the way.
Well, what are the cities you're going to be in?
The foundation. Of America. So we are starting with Texas and Florida, because the NGC network is partnered with another network that gets 6 million viewers as well. It's called traversetv.com. And we're in 190 countries. So again, remember awareness. God brought me across the country to say, hey, I have so much for you and you're the one that's going to do it. So you have to get in front of the narrative and be in control of it, because so many negative things go viral. How about something good and positive? How about something informative and empowering? How about something motivational and inspirational?
Right.
That's what I'm all about. That's what the network is about.
Yeah. I think that if there is not a wake up call to the majority right now, the wake up is happening. We're anti woke, but we're pro awake. And we found out that a lot of the sources of news and information were definitely bought out, bought and paid for by pharma. We were not learning anything. It wasn't helping anything. It was just creating a narrative that somebody wanted us to hear. So finding access to things like Traverse TV, that is going to be something to even educate the public about. How does one get onto Traverse TV?
Yeah, so it's through NGC Network. So it's ngcnetworktv.com. And yeah, we're always looking for individuals like who may be listening that has podcast or content that, you know, you really want to get out, because collectively we can make a difference. There is no competition. The only competition is us individually. Like, I'm competing with myself to be better than I was the day before, right? If you're an expert in your field of industry, you can be a part of what we're building together. And that's bringing awareness, because your gifts are unique to the kingdom. He broke the mold when he brought you into this country, into life, right? So there is no competition. We're all one. So we're looking for alignment. We're looking for that tribal fellowship, that arena where we can make the biggest impact, because no longer shall we be silos, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to distract, destroy, and kill, right? So you want to stay focused and stay true to what it is that you are meant to and purpose to do. So we're looking for professional consumerism at its finest.
Just one of the comments you said, it makes me realize I may never have gotten to say this on my talk radio, but I say it on my Instagram platform at nursemichelle.rn often when I do lives. And that is to remind people that you have an individual fingerprint. It has never been on this earth before. It is never going to be here again. You have your own retinal scan, your own DNA. If you commit a crime, it's not going to be Nurse Michelle's DNA and fingerprint that's going to show up at the crime scene. Yours is unique. You are here for such a time as this. There is a season that you're here for, and recognize your value, because you're the only one. You're the only one possibly with that idea. You're the only one possibly with that statement that somebody needs to hear, that kind word, that smile, whatever it's going to be. But as we're talking about this business specifically, you're looking for these entrepreneurs who are out there potentially listening, who are positively affecting their communities. So target those, and let's hear what you're looking for there.
Yes, absolutely. So if you are making a difference in a positive way in your community, we want to know about you. And we want to know where you are located in that city. We want to align with you and come and help promote and put together a campaign for you to help you flourish. Not to say that you're not, but to bring more awareness to what you're doing and put you on a bigger platform, right? Because again, if you're walking in your purpose and you're hearing this, there's no coincidences in life, right? There are people out there that are critical to your success that are going to pop up in your life if you are aware and you're listening. You have to be present.
Yes, you do. That is beautiful. I love it. As soon as I met Dr. Nancy, can you all tell why I wanted her to be on here? Don't you feel it? That she's just so positive. She means to do good, and she means to inspire you to do the same. Now, she also has some nonprofits that are going on as well. Tell us about that.
I do. Thank you, Nurse Michelle. I have two nonprofits. All of these, my enterprises that I call them, I had nothing when I moved across the country 3,000 miles away. That's what I'm saying. You have to be purposeful. You have to step outside your comfort zone. You have to walk in your purpose. You have no idea what's waiting for you and who's waiting for you.
Right.
What's waiting for you and who's waiting for you? So think about that. And I have two medical beautiful practices here in Scottsdale. I have a talk show, I have Media Broadcasting Network. And God said, I'm not done. Get these nonprofits. So I have Family Matters Healthcare Foundation. It's near and dear to me. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I believe in a family unit. We've gotten away from that too in this country. But family is everything. If they've strayed, I mean, there is a reason we need to just show more love and compassion. And so Family Matters is, hey, it works with after school programs, with financial literacy, battered women, mental health. And our initiative for this year is transitional housing. As you know, regentrification is real. Landlords want to, they can get more for their property. So when your lease is up, people aren't getting renewed. And if they are, they're like hundreds of dollars more. I want to help with that. I have a real estate arm connected with my nonprofit that can help with supportive services. Supportive services are everything. What does that mean? That means if you need help with childcare, you need help with transportation, you need help with your health, right? Because I've got the medical practice. Everything is interrelated. It's not separate. There is a reason. There's a divine order and a purpose for all of it. That's Family Matters. And then I have Dr. Nancy's Medical Training Academy. He didn't give me one 501c3s. He gave me two. I'm like, why, God? He said, listen, Nancy, CPR is near and dear. You're mandated to have it. Your healthcare professional first responders have it. But what about everybody else? It's a life-saving skill set that is priceless. You walk into your bank, you walk into the restaurant, you go get your hair done, your nails done, or convenience store. Where? You go to these retail places, a Walmart's, like Target. How many of those employees know CPR? A life-saving skill set. We have grandparents that are raising their kids as well. So there's all kinds of reasons why CPR is so necessary. So, hey, listen, everyone, there is a way that you can get CPR through Dr. Nancy's Medical Training Academy nationally, right? So you can, it's a hybrid course. You can take most of the course online. You sign up and pay for the online course where you can watch all of the videos, take the multiple choice question online. And then for your skills check, for it to be on 2-year national certification, now you have to order the mannequin to be drop shipped to a location near you. You schedule a time for an instructor to see you very much like on a Zoom, and you do the skills check in front of the instructor and you get your 2-year national certification. So they've thought of everything.
That is amazing. So are there any other courses right now that's going on out of Dr. Nancy's Training Academy, or is that the primary one right now?
So that's great. Thanks, Nurse Michelle. So it's capable of doing so many more things, like offering CEUs or individual entrepreneurs that maybe want to aspire to do aesthetics, get into beauty. They need medical directors overseeing these programs. Like, there's so much potential to that. But for right now, you know, it's CPR. I'm looking for leaders. I'm looking for individuals that have a vision and a mission and a purpose to impact people's lives in a positive way. And if that's you, I want to hear from you.
That is wonderful. So when you brought up what you were doing with the Family Matters Healthcare Network, my family, I happen to have 6 children, and our family alone has seen so many different kinds of traumas. And it was a wake-up call to some of those traumas, because there aren't resources available, easy to find, even for an educated person to be able to access. I have a daughter who's a chickenpox vaccine injury. And what a wake-up call to find out that, number one, this nurse had gone her whole life not even knowing there was a federal vaccine court out there. And I found out that the medical professionals didn't even know that it was out there either. And then that I'm having to navigate this by myself and find doctors that were willing to be brave, which were very lacking, to be able to attest and find mechanisms of action for her disorder. And I'm a nurse that actually knows what those words mean, but I can only imagine the loneliness people must feel when they have a child that's injured in any way, but especially something as odd as that, that people think is so rare and it's not, that you can't find the help. I also have a daughter who was a victim of a domestic abuse situation, and often the male does do better in the situation when those situations happen, and the lack of resources that are out there for women of domestic abuse, and the lack of compassion in the communities and in the society. There really is a lack of compassion for these women, and they are really altered. Their lives' paths are rerouted. Who they are as a person has actually been beaten possibly out of them or verbally abused out of them, and they've lost their self, and they need somebody to help them find themselves and their value again so that they can find their place in society again. And then we also have kids with special needs that have disabilities. And what we learned is, you know, all through your their childhood, we were able to provide services for them, get access to them. My husband was able to provide insurance that got access to occupational therapy, physical therapy, but it wasn't enough. You really needed customized care for these kind of kids that really most of them needed to be brought home and have customized care for them. And finding that was a drive across country for all kinds of specialists that was very difficult. And then when it comes time for these kids to graduate into high school, the society doesn't really have a plan for special needs kids. And my parents are both retired public school teachers. And what my dad, as a person who was an inner city teacher, said that by the time the kids came to him as a high school algebra teacher, these children did not know how to add, subtract, much less divide. No way they could do algebra. But the powers that be in each of those schools said, you better pass them. So these kids did not know their skills. The system had failed them all the way through their elementary and middle school years. And then here they are about to launch into adult world. Like all of a sudden at 18, you're supposed to know what to do, but you're potentially illiterate. You're potentially not unable to do basic math. So the options for these people are really limited. So that as a mom with special needs kids, I had two of them, to be able to launch those children out into the adult world is really challenging. And the resources, basically the government related resources, want you to be their slave, essentially. Like, okay, yes, we'll give you all these services, but you can't have a job that makes it so much. So there's no chance for prosperity. You have to keep them poor to be able to get the services. What do you see these things happening that your life is touching as well?
Well, I absolutely do. And, you know, what we're looking for is champions and volunteers, donations as well. And, you know, when you support small businesses, particularly nonprofits, you get tax benefits as well. Right. So, you know, this broadcast and this particular show gets thousands of viewers. And if this is something that's calling you to say, hey, I have that specialty that I can help, then that is you, because we cannot do it alone. And you just know, you have to be triggered. You have to know what it is that your purpose is, and, you know, reach out, step outside your comfort zone, and connect with an organization that you align with, that you can make the greatest impact in. And yes, that is all of those shortfalls and shortcomings is just not your story. There's so many other stories. But as a community and we come together, we can fill the void and the need.
Yeah, it's a lonely place to be as a person who would go to, let's say, prayer groups or whatever, Bible study groups. If I were to open my mouth and speak the true trauma of a brain injured child and what the traumas were in our home for a brain injured child, the nightmare that people live, most people can't really handle hearing about those stories. Their biggest problem might be that their dog is sick for the week. So there are people going through some really big traumas out there, and they are alone. And I think what it sounds like you're doing is trying to help find those people and connect those people to a community that can help them.
Well, you're absolutely right. I met some really wonderful people during the Super Bowl. As you know, it was here in Arizona, and I got an opportunity to speak at the NFL Alumni and Veterans Summit, right? So there was lots of people that came from all over the world and the country to speak, and I got an opportunity to get up there and present. When I'm up there with individuals that invented the molecular RNA test, right, for genetic testing, or Dr. Smith, who created the Smith technique to help individuals with migraines. They've gotten, you know, honorably discharged from the military, and or they've had to stop their football careers. But there's millions and millions of people out there suffering with migraines, right? So I got up and I spoke about how integrative healthcare practitioners and traditional medicine should come together. Now, listen, I'm not going to be able to take Big Pharma out, right? But I'd like to join them and say, hey, there's plant-based supplementation. Of course, if you monetize something, maybe they might want to get on it. But I'm saying that you get in when you can fit in. When you're talking about changing the narrative and giving people choices and options, this is what it takes. And this is how you have to maneuver, right? Unless you come up missing one day. So let's be clear about that. But individuals that are suffering with migraines no longer need to. I'm connected with and consulting, collaborating with an individual that can do that. And then this individual, that's Dr. Kevin Smith. And then the individual that created this messenger RNA molecular test, his name is Divyan Patel, and he is moving to Scottsdale in the next month. He wants to work with me with regard to the cancer screening. And also his presentation was on how he created a molecular messenger RNA test to determine the two different types of traumatic brain injury. And when you know the difference, then you can treat it differently. You can treat it accordingly. So you just have to stay present, active, and be willing to grow and evolve and impact people and have this moral compass of making a difference. It's not easy, and it can be tiring, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it does feel like maybe it's political. It very much looks like it is an attempt to divide people, that there's all these organizations that are out there to divide and separate people and make us feel like we're not the same as somebody else. But the reality is that we all are on this earth for such a time as this. As Dr. Nancy is inspiring you to hear, there is something for you to do that isn't really about belly aching about what maybe somebody's caused you to be divided against another person about. There is a work to do. There's something to be done. There's an impact that you can make. If you feel like you don't know what your purpose here is yet, reaching out to someone like Dr. Nancy can help you potentially find the way that you can be connected in your community and make a difference.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. And again, thank you for this opportunity to be on the show and talk about what it is that I'm purposed to do and how we are so aligned with, you just never know. Courage isn't something that you think about doing and being, you just are. So Nurse Michelle, you're already on your platform and it's doing quite well. I'm on mine as well. So when we're talking about competition, there is no competition. But when we come together collectively and share in the resources, it's so much more impactful. So the reach is so much greater. I'm all about casting the net very wide in this world because there's power in numbers. When we're walking purposefully and we combine together, it's so much more impactful.
Yes, that is so valid. Okay, so everyone, you hear how wonderful she is. I want you all to go to my show notes. I want you to find Dr. Nancy's wonderful resources that are available for you and check them out. Thank you so much for coming here today, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Nurse Michelle. Thank you.
Remember, my friend, Dr. Nancy reminds us that it's a town we're fighting for. You're not alone. Find your way to connect locally. Use the links you can find in my show notes to connect to Dr. Nancy's network, but connect, speak, and speak truth everywhere you go. Remember, every checkout clerk is your captive audience. Use your time wisely with them. We're in a war for truth. We all have got to stand side by side. Go to our Nurses Out Loud podcast and share content. Until next week.
It's time.